killer Matthew Cuzdall was sentenced to 50 years in prison. The news conference was aimed at making sure government on all levels shifts from taking care of children who are victims to preventing abuse. Agencies say they can do a lot to help parents in bad situations and teach adults to listen to children about abuse and how to spot it, which mother Nora Brooks says she didn't. Great-grandmother Carolyn Spring says she will spend the rest of her life trying to prevent similar cases.
I will never forget that moment and the words that came out of my mouth. Ian will not have died in vain if I can save just one child. Since then, it has been my goal to help change the others, the way others view abuse, change the laws, and change whatever needs to be changed to save lives.
An investigation after Brooks' death led to firing, suspensions, and management shifts inside CPS and major additions to staffing to deal with abuse. There have also been legal changes to make prosecutions easier. State Senator Tim Kennedy says government has made changes but has to push prevention. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.